Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commence our morning fasting and prayer. Let's all rise and sing 259.
我们一起, 站起来唱诗 259首。
259. Thank God, please be seated.
请坐。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, before we come up to pray together, I'd like to share with you a couple of verses for mutual encouragement.
感谢神在阿美 祷告之前我们来分享一些圣经 互相勉励
First, we'd like to praise and thank God that this weekend we have a HWPS
我们这个周末是圣工人员讲习
And the main theme is homiletics. Homiletic is the art of teaching. The art of giving sermon.
我们这次的主题是讲到要如何来讲道
And Preacher Cho, mainly he will teach us how and share with us how to give a sermon. And my part is, what is the importance of serving God through a sermon, through preaching?
那我所要讲的是如何借着这个讲道来传扬神的话
Let's turn the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
请看 使徒行传第一章第八节
Acts chapter 1 verse 8
使徒行传一章第八节
Verse 8 But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth
第八节 但圣灵降在你们身上 你们就必得着能力 并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地 和撒玛利亚, 直到地极,
so before Jesus Christ ascended to heaven,
所以在我们主耶稣升天之前,
and he told the disciple, go throughout all the world and preach the gospel to every human being.
他吩咐他们要往普天下去传福音,
but before they go out and preach,
但在他们, 出去, 传福音之前,
And verse 8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
这边说, 圣灵降在你们身上,
so during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ encouraged his disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Holy Spirit.
所以在这边, 主耶稣要门徒在耶路撒冷等候圣灵降临,
because our Lord Jesus Christ knew that without the Holy Spirit, there's no way they can go out and preach the gospel.
因为, 主耶稣知道如果没有圣灵, 他们没有能力来传福音,
So why is it so important for us to serve God through our preaching?
那所以我们来传扬神的道理是非常的重要。
Because before Jesus Christ ascended to heaven,
在主耶稣升天之前,
He did not tell us, go and feed the homeless.
他并没有叫我们出去来传福音。
And He did not tell us, go and help the poor.
也没有叫我们出去来帮助穷人。
But he'd rather tell us to go and preach to every human being.
在这边他只是说要往普天下传福音。
So this is our goal.
所以这是我们的目标。
And this is the commandment from the Lord.
这也是神给我们的这个指示。
So that's why we must go out there and preach the gospel.
所以我们需要来出去来传福音。
But quite often, why don't we go out and preach the gospel?
但是为什么常常我们没有能力出去传福音?
We can see in verse 9.
在第九节,
Acts chapter 1 verse 9.
我们请看第九节。
Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of the sight. Verse 10.
第十,
and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Verse 11.
十一节,
who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. So we can see, even though our Lord Jesus Christ commanded them to go and preach in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth, but during that time they just stood there gazing up into heaven.
在这边第八节，主耶稣要他们往。 普天下传福音 但是第九节以下我们看到 他们就是站在那边 看着主耶稣升天。
Why? Because during that time they were not filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为在那时候他们还没有被圣灵充满。
Because they were not filled with the Holy Spirit, they don't know exactly what they need to do.
因为还没有被圣灵充满，所以他们并不知道他们应该要做什么。
Just like nowadays for us.
就好像我们现在的情况。
Quite often we always blame on our environment or circumstances why we don't go out and preach the gospel.
我们有时候会用这个我们的处在的环境。来作为我们没有出去传福音的借口。
But in reality, the reason we do not go out and preach the gospel because we're not filled with the Holy Spirit.
那其实真正的原因就是因为我们没有被圣灵充满。
If we're not filled with the Holy Spirit, we're just like this disciple gazing up into heaven.
在没有被圣灵充满，我们就会像这些门徒一样，他们只是在那边抬头望天。
And not knowing when our Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back again.
也不知道主耶稣什么时候要再回来。
And do not know the urgency that our Lord Jesus Christ will come back soon.
也不会感到这个主耶稣就快要再来了。
So that's why if we fill with the Holy Spirit,
所以我们如果被圣灵充满
then automatically by default our heart will be moved to go out and preach the gospel.
那我们的内心就会被这个圣灵所感动，然后我们就会出去为主来传福音。
So that's why after the day of Pentecost,
所以在五旬节那一天以后
when 120 of them are filled with the Holy Spirit
当这120个人被圣灵所充满
and that's the time that the Peter and the disciple knew exactly what they need to do
那时候彼得跟使徒们就知道他们应该要做的是什么事
the minute they received the Holy Spirit
在他们领受圣灵之后
Peter with the 11 apostles stood up and preached the gospel
这个十二位使徒就站起来来向周围的人来见证福音。
And after they preached the gospel, 3,000 believed and were baptized.
在他们见证以后，就有3,000人相信受洗。
So nowadays it's no difference for us at all.
在今天我们也是同样的情况。
You and I need to cultivate ourselves.
我们都必须要来灵修我们自己。
And when we cultivate ourselves, be filled with the Holy Spirit, then we know and understand how important it is for us to go out and preach the gospel.
当我们如果让圣灵充满，我们就会知道我们应该要怎么样来对外传福音。
So that's why it's important for us to pray together.
所以我们一起祷告是很重要。
So now let's come up and pray together. We ask the Lord Jesus Christ to guide us today and tomorrow.
所以我们现在要一起来祷告，求神带领我们这两天的讲习会。
We pray that God will move our hearts.
我们也求神的灵来感动我们的心。
To really feel the urgency that we must go out and preach the gospel.
来感受到我们要来传福音的这个这种迫切。
See, the sign of the end days is already here.
这个末世的征兆已经显明出来。
It's been here for a while already.
已经有一段时间。
We can see the Middle East is just like a war zone.
我们看中东就一直有战乱。
And the natural disaster happened every single year.
那这个几乎每年都有很大的天灾发生。
So we as a chosen people, we must be awake and be ready to go out and save souls for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们作为神的子民，我们也要知道我们的使命，来为他传福音。
Now please come up and pray together.
让我们一起。出来祷告。
We ask the minister to lay hands on us.
我们长子来为我们按手。